我哋今日经文系嚟自约翰福音嘅第九章一至十二节。
Today's scripture reading comes from John chapter 9 verses 1 through 12.
我哋首先会用广东话用启应嘅方式读，然后再用英文用启应嘅方式读。
We will be reading this responsively, first in Chinese, then in English.
约翰福音九章第一节。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。比这人是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？耶稣回答说：也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：你往西罗亚池子去洗。他去一洗，回头就看见了。他的邻舍和那素常见他的讨饭的，就说：这不是从那从前坐着讨饭人的么？有人说是他，有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他们对他说：你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？他回答说：有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说：你往西罗亚池子去洗。我去一洗，就看见了。他们说：那个人在哪里？他说：我不知道。
John chapter 9 verse 1. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
His disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
As long as he is the day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Light is coming, where no one can work.
While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes.
Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
His laborer and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, is this the same man who used to sit and beg?
Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man.
How then were your eyes open? They asked.
He replied, the man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
Where's this man? They asked him.
I don't know,
he said. 愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his word.
今日我哋有郑振元传道为我哋讲嘅题目系被差遣的耶稣。
Brother Jin Chung will be giving today's message entitled Jesus the Sent.
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
我哋一齐祈祷。
Almighty and everlasting God,
全能天父上帝。
You hate nothing that you have made.
凡你所做嘅，你都系爱嘅。
And you forgive the sins of all those who are penitent.
你去赦免嗰啲系为罪悔改嘅人。
So we pray that you would create and make in us new and contrite hearts this morning.
所以主，今天早上求你俾我哋有一个新嘅心同埋悔改嘅心。
That we may worthily lament of our sins.
以致我哋去为我哋嘅罪去忏悔。
And that we would acknowledge our wretchedness.
去承認我們的過犯。
So that we may obtain you this salvation.
以致我們得著你的救恩。
So Lord, we pray,
我們祈禱。
Be merciful to us.
向我們發施法憐憫。
Forgive our sins.
赦免我們的罪過。
In the name of Jesus, we pray, Amen.
奉耶穌基督的名，阿門。
Could we greet one another by saying, "Your sins are forgiven in Jesus"?
可以同大家一齐打个招呼，我哋讲你嘅罪喺耶稣基督里边已经得到赦免。
Now, if you were here last week, remember that sins forgiven are not the end goal of our Christian walk, was it?
如果你上个礼拜同我哋一齐嘅时候咧，讲过啊。我们的罪是要得到赦免，不是我们基督徒信仰生活的那个角度。
We also remember from last sermon, sorry, from a couple weeks ago, that what Christ has done as the objective truth becoming subjective truth is not the last goal of our Christian walk.
我们都讲过，基督的真理，一个客观的真理成为一个主观的真理，亦都不是我们那个最主要要留心的东
西。Just as we read this morning, it is to display the power, the glory of God.
好像今早所看到所讲的，就是说要去彰显神的荣耀和尊荣。
And I ask a strange question, would you be willing to born as a blind man, if you knew that through you God would be glorified?
咁我想问你啦，如果你知道神会藉着你去得到荣耀嘅时候，你仲愿唔愿意生来系一个瞎眼嘅人呢
？And we have all agreed, including myself, that it is a big of a cup for us to bear.
咁但系你同我都知道，呢对于样嘢嚟讲，对我哋嚟讲系太过大去承担。
But this morning, I pray that the word of God would pierce our hearts as is, beyond our acceptability or rejection.
我们祈祷今天早上神的话语能够去进入你的心里面，就算我们是好像觉得不能够承担一样。
We pray that our worldview may be the biblical worldview today through through this passage.
我们祈祷藉着今天的经文，我们的世界观是根据圣经的世界观。
That we would be able to confess and proclaim that chief end of my life is to glorify God and enjoy Him forevermore.
以致我们能够承认我们的终极的目的就是要享受神和荣耀神。
So last time we saw verses 1 to 3, and today we will focus on verses 4 to 7.
上一次我们讲到1至3节，今天我们会去集中去讲4至7节。
And next week we will dive into verses 8 to 12.
下个礼拜我们会讲到8至12节。
Just a quick recap, last week we saw that Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy by healing this blind man.
上一次我们讲到耶稣基督去医治这个瞎子，是应验了以赛亚35章的预言。
Isaiah 35:5-6 prophesied that the blind would see, deaf would hear, and the lame would leap, and the mute would sing.
在以赛亚书35章5至6节里面的预言讲到，瞎子能够看见，聋的可以听得到，瘸腿的可以跳跃，还有哑的可以唱歌。
Just as the living word of God existed before the creation of the world has entered into a place of time, matter, and space.
神在创世以前能够 在时间，在这个空间里面进入到我们的当中。
And he has done so to fulfill the very task, the works that God had for him.
他能够去实现到神给他的工作。
He was there to actualize the prophecies of God into the lives of his people.
耶稣基督在他的子民的身上去应验了先知的说话。
We also notice that before even the disciples saw and questioned about the condition of the blind man, Jesus saw him from very, very far.
我哋都睇到喺呢个门徒去问到耶稣基督关于呢个盲嘅瞎子嘅事情嘅时候咧，耶稣基督已经见到呢个瞎子。
Even before disciples had an opportunity to ask whether it is his own sin or his parents' sin that he's born blind, Jesus has his attention and focus on this man.
甚至乎喺呢个门徒问呢个瞎子盲眼系因为佢嘅父母嘅罪，还是系佢自己嘅罪呢个问题之先，耶稣基督已经系专注喺呢个盲人嘅身上。
And we cover that, we apply it into our daily lives, no matter where you are, however you feel, however discouraged you are, or however impaired you are, Jesus sees you, even before the people that you know or people around you sees you.
我们都讲到就是说，无论是在什么处境，无论你是几咁无能，或者是几咁失丧，但是耶稣基督在其他人认识你之前已经看到你。
And we understood that from Isaiah 45 and Psalm 139 that He knows us by our name.
在以赛亚书四十五章同埋诗篇139篇，我哋都讲到话耶稣基督系知道我哋，亦都系用名去称呼我哋。
Regardless of our circumstances that we're currently in, He calls us by our name, by the name of Jesus Christ.
我哋亦都系。在无论在什么的处境里面，耶稣基督都是用我们的名去呼召我们，在耶稣基督的名字里面。
And we challenged you one step further by recognizing even if we feel unseen or even if you feel that we are uncared for, God is intimately aware of our condition. He knows more than we do about our struggle.
我们都挑战各位，就是说无论是你觉得是几咁无助，或者是觉得不被人关心，但是神在他一早就留意到你，他知道你。
Because he has never ever took his attention away from us. He's always, always watching over us.
因为神时时的去留意我们，去关顾我们。
And we challenge you to, and encourage you to recognize that Jesus sees us.
我们要鼓励你去认识到耶稣基督看到我们。
And encourage you to turn away from our self-centeredness life into Christ-centeredness life.
鼓励你去离开你自我中心的生活，然后转向以基督为中心。
And turning away from the world to Jesus and to have the true light shine upon our darknesses as we reflect that true light into our world.Four corners of our societies.
亦都从这个俗世里面转离，去到耶稣基督的里面，以耶稣基督为中心。
And once again, those are all done not because merely God loves us, but through His love and His miraculous work of salvation, we may glorify God.
神去做这些事情，不是单单只是祂因为祂爱我们，而是说在祂的他的工作里面，以致我们能够去荣耀他。
And for that reason, in verse 4, Jesus said, very interesting, very interesting. He says, we must work.
所以第四节，耶稣基督很有趣的，讲到说我们必须做一个工作。
I'll elaborate a little more on this, but our spiritual journey does not end once we are saved, and so be it. We must work.
我们属灵的生命不是说得救这样就算数，而是我们要去做工。
It sounds very much like those secular, successful people that they never rested, that they worked after, you know, putting 70, 80 hours a week. And yet Jesus is simply saying, for the glory of God, we must work.
听落就好像这些属世的成功人士说他们每个星期摆几多几多个钟头，七十八十个钟头在工作里面。但耶稣基督就说，他们得救之后呢，我们仍然要做神的工作，为了荣耀神。
However, it is utmost important for us to understand where does this Bible passage situate.
我们要很清楚明白这段圣经是讲的什么。
Meaning, if we're talking about salvation itself, the work is already done.
如果你讲紧系救恩嘅时候，救恩嘅工作已经成就咗。
There's no way for us to be saved through our works.
我哋唔可以藉住我哋所做嘅工作去得救。
But here, Jesus is saying, we, as in disciples, including himself, must work the works of him who sent me.
但耶稣说他自己和他的门徒，他们说我，耶稣说我们必须做那差我来者的工。
And one step further than that, this work that you can do, or that he can do with his disciples, have a limited, or there's a deadline to this work.
还有他们所做的这个工呢，是有一个限期的。
While it is day, night is coming.
他说还在日头的时候要做这个工，因为呢黑夜要来到。
When no one can work.
当黑夜来到的时候呢，就没有人可以做工。
And verse 5 says, begins with as long as. This is temporal phrase, including that the day is while he is here on earth.
他说是趁着白日，在我还在这个世上的时候呢，又就要做工。
And there will be a time where he is physically not with us for time being.
因为有一个时间耶稣基督在肉身上不会跟我们一起。
And in that sense, the night is coming as well.
就在那个这样的意思里面呢，就说这个黑夜要来到。
However, we've seen that this one single passage must be read and interpreted by other passages of the Bible.
但睇呢段圣经呢，我哋一定要用其他嘅圣经去一齐睇，去解释佢。
For instance, if we're looking at the New Testament, let's see how does New Testament author interpret Old Testament prophecies and actualize it in his writing.
例如喺睇新约圣经嘅时候呢，可以睇翻旧约圣经点样去。用新約聖經去解釋舊約聖經裏面的預言怎樣成就。
And that is also possible within the Old Testament itself. How does the latter prophet interpret the former prophets or the book of law, Moses?
同樣的，就是舊約聖經裏面去看回舊約的先知怎樣去理解再早之前的先知，或者甚至乎摩西所說的說話。
So in a sense, this is a biblical hermeneutics that we are trying to do this morning, that what does the authorHave intended when he wrote this.
所以今天早上所做的就是有这个去解经，去看看这段经文的作者他想讲的是什么。
And we can read within the other gospels that this night represents when Christ returns, when the master shuts the door, that no longer people are invited to the feast.
在其他的经文可以解释到，就是说这段经文不是讲到说当耶稣基督再来的时候，这个新郎将这个门关上，或者是不再去邀请他们进入这个筵席。
Oftentimes we focus that because it is in and through faith of Christ and work he has done on the cross that we are saved, we should just sit and pray that he would continue to expand the kingdom of God without us doing something for it.
很多人会想，就是说因为我们藉着信心去得救，这个得救是藉着耶稣基督的死去成就了的时候，我们就只需要坐在这里去祈祷，去祈祷耶稣基督会继续去扩展他的国度，而我们什么都不做。
But if you've been doing the McChain's by a biblical reading plan for this year, you know, we're almost in the latter half of Luke, you will understand that that's not the case in the gospel.
但我们在路加福音其他的经文里面去看到，就是说这里所讲的不是讲这些。
The salvific redemptive work that was instituted by Christ has now given to the hands of his disciples and the church.
耶稣基督所设立所成就的这个拯救工作就现在交了给教会。
Why? Because it is most fitting and it is most beneficial for Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth would be sitting at the right hand of the Father until he returns while sending us the Holy Spirit to do the work that he has given us.
因为这个是一个最适合的方法，因为耶稣基督现在坐在神的右边，而差派圣灵来到我们的当中去跟我们一起去成就他的工作。
John chapter 8 elaborates on this.
约翰福音八章去讲到这一点。
In verse 21, Jesus said, I am going away.And you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come.
在第二十一节，耶稣又对他们说：我要去了，你们要找我，并且你们要死在罪中。 我所去的地方你们不能到。
And in verse 23 he says, You are from below, as in the earth, created out of dust. I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world.
在23节耶稣基督对他们讲话，你们是从下头来的，就是说我们藉着泥土而造。他说我是从上头来的，你们是属这世界的，我不是属这世界的。
It's staggering for me to read that Jesus is going away from his people, from their presence. And he says, you will seek me, but you will die in your sin.
耶稣在这里跟他的门徒说，他要离开这个世界，他说你呢，你要去找我，但是你并且你是要死在这个罪中。
It's staggering for us to think that this is just so surprising because we're still on recognizing that he belongs to where he should be and we belong where we ought to be.
我们看到觉得很惊讶，因为我们不去意识到，就是说耶稣基督应该要去回他应该有的地方，我们要留在我们应该在的地方。
People will die in their sins unless they believe that Jesus is he, the promised Messiah, Son of God.
不相信耶稣基督是神的儿子的时候，他们要死在罪中。
This is verse 24. Jesus said, I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.
24节他说，所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
And here, when we talk about I am he, this predicate pronoun, we ought to understand the entirety of the Gospel of John in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and John.
当他说我，他说我就是他的时候，这个约翰福音和约翰1、2、3书都是用这个，介词。
To believe that Jesus is he,
他相信耶稣基督就是他的意思是什么呢？
Jesus is the Son of God, that God himself.
就是说耶稣基督就是神的儿子，是神自己。
But before we get on to that, we want to go back to verse 21, that he is going away.
我们要看第21节那里说我要去了。
When Jesus said we must work the works of him who sent me,
他说我们要做那差我来者的工。
While it is day, meaning there will be a time when no one can work.
就话仲喺白日嘅时候做工，因为有一个时间咧，冇人可以做工。
And this preaching and speaking, coupled with doing the works, is also appearing in the Apostle Paul's First Corinthians.
咁呢个讲呢个信息同埋做呢个工作嘅时候。在保罗的哥林多书里面呢也都有提到。
It says verse 20 of chapter 4, For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power.
因为在4章22节讲到说神的权能呢不在乎只是讲的说话，而是在乎权能。
Please continue to be with me in this process. Christians today often talk about the kingdom of God during the Sunday school hours,Bible study hours and fellowship groups and even in our morning and evening devotions.
今日基督徒好多时我们在我们的灵修我们的小组的聚会查经里面都讲到神的国度。
But since Jesus came to do the works,
但是在耶稣基督来做的工作的时候
and since we are united body of Christ,
我们在基督的身体是联合了
and since the kingdom of God,is not all about just talking.
而同埋因为神嘅国度唔系净系讲，亦系口讲。
Christ's kingdom here on earth, which is the church, which is you and I, must not consist in talk alone, but in power.
就喺耶稣基督喺地上边，佢嘅国即系关于包括喺教会同埋你同我咧，唔系净系用口讲，而系亦都系有神嘅权能。
That the word of truth may be displayed in you so that the power of God is magnified in the lives of others.
所以神的真理一定要在你的生命里面去彰显出来，以致其他人去看到神的荣耀。
But these works that Jesus is doing has one specific end goal.
耶稣基督的这个所做的工作呢，有一个特定的终极的目标。
It is so that they may believe.
就是说以致他们能够相信。
They may believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
以致他们能够相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
John chapter 14 verse 11 further describes to us that it's connecting the works of him who sent Jesus to believing among the people.
在约翰福音十四章十一节，他说：你当信我，在父里边呢，父在我里边。
John 14 verse 11 says, "Believe me," Jesus is saying this, "that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else." Believe on the account of the works themselves.
他说你们当信我，我在父里边，父在我里边，即话不信也当因我所做的事信我。
I hope this comes to us as an encouragement this morning.
我希望这件事对你来说是一个鼓励。
We see the works of God ongoing today.
今天我们看到神的工作是继续持续下去。
We may not see Jesus physically in our eyes.
我们可能肉眼上看不到耶稣基督肉身的实在的在这里。
We may not even feel his presence at the moment.
我们甚至乎这一刻不会感觉到他在这里。
And that may cause us to disbelieve.
可能会引致我们不信。
Where are you?
你在哪里呢？
I don't feel you.
我感觉不到你。
I can't see you.
我看不到你。
When I needed your help, where were you, God?
当我需要你的时候，神啊，你在哪里呢？
That's exactly. If you're in that condition, I think you should meditate on this verse. Because, or else, if you're having a hard time believing, or else, believe on the account of works, the works themselves.
如果你是在这样的状况的时候，我鼓励你要去好好的去思考这段经文。甚至乎你看不到的时候，你要去思考他神耶稣基督所做过的工作。
And the works here does not refer to only the works that Jesus and God is doing in your own personal life, but into his people, the church.
这个工作不单止是神在你的生命里面做的工作，而包括神在其他人和在教会里面做的工作。
So I encourage if you know a person, unbeliever or a believer, struggling in their faith,They need to be in the community of faith.
如果你认识的人，他们不信，或者他在信仰里面去挣扎的时候，你要邀请他们进入到这个信仰的社群里面。
Because when we give and share our testimonies of God's great works in our lives,
因为当我们去分享神在我们生命里面做的工作的时候，
and when we share how Jesus saved this wretched soul and the way that he has done so,
当我们去分享耶稣基督怎样去拯救我这个失丧罪恶的灵魂的时候，
We are being exposed to the very works that would lead us on to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So if you are lonely, if you are isolated Christian, that is the farthest thing that you want to do.
如果你是很孤单，是无助的基督徒的时候，你就需要做这件事，因为你在这里你就看到神是工作的。
If you are struggling to understand and love this personal God,
如果你喺相要相信呢个活着呢个个人上面嘅神，去信佢有挣扎嘅时候，
I encourage you to see and observe and be participant of the faithful community where the works of God is displayed in their life and shared and be glorified.
我鼓励你要在这个信仰的社群里面去参与，在当中去看到神的工作去怎样去彰显出来，看到他怎样得着荣耀。
Your personal devotion is important, but there's so much to that to the community where you belong as a believer.
你个人的灵修上面是重要的，但是你要跟其他的 信徒一起在这个信仰的社群里面一起去成长。
Now, one of the benefits of being in the community of believers is that believing does not end as an innate internal process of your decision, but it displays externally in the form of following him.
點解呢個信仰社群裏面重要呢？因為呢個信仰唔係淨係喺你內在去相信嗰一刻就完成咗，而係要喺外面同其他基督徒裏面一齊去彰顯呢個信仰。
Ultimately, believers follow Christ.
至終嘅基督徒要跟隨基督。
We become followers of Christ, which is called Christians.
我哋所講嘅基督徒就係基督嘅跟隨者。
And what does that following look like?
去跟隨佢係咩意思呢？
Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verses 23 tells us that if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
喺路加福音九章二十三节，佢话耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone, any one of you would love to follow Christ, first thing Jesus said is to you must deny yourself.
如果有任何人想去跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，首先你就要去否定自己。
You must take up your cross daily and follow him.
你要每日嘅去背起你嘅十字架去跟随佢。
So following is not easy and it's not for everyone.
所以要跟随耶稣基督不是容易，也不是每一个人可以做到。
Especially in this day and age where trust yourself, you can do it. If you believe it and if you, you know, profess it with your mouth, you can do it. Is not the way of following Jesus, actually.
特别是今天很多人讲到话，你要相信自己，你相信自己做到你就做到的，这个不是跟随耶稣基督的方法。
Because once you put your trust away from your finiteness, finitude of yourself, into unlimited God, you would begin to follow Jesus.
因为当你不再最相信你那个有限的自己，而是将这个信心摆在这个无限的耶稣基督的时候，你就能够跟随耶稣。
Once you deny your finitudeness, once you deny your limitedness, or once you confirm and come under the subjection of God's authority, then there may be, you have that power from above, not from within, but from above to carry your cross on a daily basis.
因为当你去否定自己，同埋你是顺服在神的主权的下面的时候，你就可能有这个能力去背起你的十字架去跟随神。
We are finite being, you and I. We are limited being, and sometimes we get discouraged all the time.
我哋系有限嘅人，我哋好多时会觉得气馁。
Many of you are wearing many hats. Many of you have numerous responsibilities that just kind of daunting and being dumped on your shoulder.
你哋好多人有好多唔同嘅角色，有好多嘅唔同嘅责任你要肩负。
And if you are in that state.If you're in that condition, and if Jesus is asking you to take up your cross, it only sounds like more burdens for me.
如果你係咁嘅時候，可能你會覺得話耶穌基督叫我擔起我嘅十字架，可能變得好似仲更加重。
Therefore, following Jesus must come after when you start to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, who is able and who is with us, Emmanuel.
所以當我哋相信耶穌基督嘅時候，我哋要一定要相信。耶稣基督是为我们，祂能够去同我们一起，祂是以马内利。
Now Jesus puts this in different phrases in verse 24 of Luke 9.
在路加福音九章二十四节，祂用另一个说话去讲。
He says, for whoever would save his life will lose it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
25 verse 25. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
第廿五节，人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
I hope you can feel that there is an urgency. The night is coming. At the same time, there is a comfort and encouragement that we can benefit from being knitted to the body of Christ.
我希望你去睇到嗰个紧急，就系话呢个黑夜会嚟到，但系亦都睇到呢个需要，就系话你要喺基督嘅肢体嘅里边。
Are you trying to save your own life on your own way？
你系咪尝试用自己嘅方法去拯救自己嘅生命咧
？Are you limiting yourself as image bearer who were created after image of God, limiting yourself to your own limit？
你作为神的以神的形象所做的人，你是不是去限制了你自己呢？
Are you still of this world, not of heavenly citizen?
你是不是仍然是属世而不是属于天国的子民呢？
Only that change of your nature, from of this world to of heaven can happen when you are adopted as a child of God in and through Jesus our Savior.
是单单只可以藉着耶稣基督，我们被领养成为神的子民，我们才能够离开这个世界，转移属于天国。
So do not try to save your own life.
所以不要尝试拯救自己的生命。
Jesus says you will lose it.
耶稣说你会丧掉这个生命。
In other words, you will die in your sins.
换句话讲就是说你会死在你的罪里面。
But whenever submit yourself to God, whenever you respond to the call of His calling,
当你回应祂向你的呼召的时候,
when God is even giving you that power and willingness to submit to His gospel,
当神给你的能力和这个心愿去顺服在祂的福音的下面,
then we can confess, Jesus, you have that in all.
我们就能够去承认说, 耶稣基督你已经去为我们死。
Then you will begin to follow Christ.
你就能够去跟随耶稣。
Because you believe in the Son of God.
因为你去相信这个神的儿子。
Not because you're believing in yourself.
不是你相信自己。
Once again, night is coming.
再一次讲，这个黑夜会来。
Where no one can work to tell you all this, or to show you all this, or to share all this with you.
没人再能够去工作，没人再能够同你去分享这些，去同你去解释这些。
Luke chapter 13 elaborates on this.Urgency in the parable of the narrow door.
在路加福音十三章，佢讲到呢个窄门嘅时候，再解释呢件事情。
Please listen carefully. Let me read it out to you because this is so interesting. Verse 22. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Verse 23. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, verse 24.Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Verse 25. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Verse 26. Then you will begin to say, We ate.And we drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. Verse 27, but he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. Verse 28, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out.
路加福音十三章廿二至到廿八节，佢话耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。有一个人问他说：主啊，得救的人少吗？耶稣对众人说：你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。及至家主起来关了门，你们站在外面叩门，说：主啊，给我们开门。他就回答说：我不认识你们，不晓得你们是哪里来的。那时你们要说，我们在你面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街上教训过人。他要说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是哪里来的。你们这一切作恶的人，离开我去吧。你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
There is limitation of time.
时间是有限的。
Given to God's people.
是给神的子民的时间是有限。
But within this limitation of time, God has foreordained all things.
但在这个有限的时间里面，神预先已经预定一切。
So that people of God may follow Jesus, and people of the world may not follow Jesus.
以致神的子民会跟随耶稣，属世的人不会跟随耶稣。
But for those who follow Christ, believe that he is the Son of God,would lose his life yet gain salvation in Christ for Christ's sake.
但是那些相信耶稣基督是神的儿子的人，他们会失去生命，但是会得着永恒的生命，是
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the first thing that he says when he went to the synagogue is this.
当耶稣基督在这个旷野是受试探的时候，他第一件事他回到这个会堂的时候讲什么呢？
In Luke chapter 4 verse 43, Jesus said to them, the people in the synagogue, the Jewish people, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose.
路加福音四章四十三节啊，这个不是在会堂里面讲的。他说，耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差原是为此。
If the purpose of Jesus' earthly ministry is to preach the good news of the kingdom of God,
咁如果耶稣基督喺呢个世上事工嘅目的就系要去宣讲呢个福音
，and that he must do the works of him who sent him before it, while it is day，
同埋佢喺日头嘅时候要做那差佢嚟嘅人嘅工嘅时候
，words and deeds are inseparable，
呢个话语同埋工作系唔可以分开嘅。
For one hand, we know that preaching the good news of the kingdom of God is precisely the reason why Jesus was sent.
一方面，去宣讲这个福音，就是正正耶稣基督要被差派来这个地方要做的。
And the works of him who sent Jesus, is also, manifest through healing the blind person.
同埋差他来那位给他的工作，也都包括了是去医治盲眼的人。
What Jesus is doing is that he is working out the very truth, the very word of God.
他所做的就是完全的 去表达出这个真理，是神的话语。
So in a sense, words and deeds in a Christian walk support and reflect each other.
换句话说，在基督徒的生命上，这个话语和这个工作呢，是彼此去彰显。
We see this when Jesus spoke into a man's soul, he was healed.
我们看到就是当耶稣基督去向这个人的灵魂去说话的时候，他得到医治。
He wasn't just healed from bodily sickness or physical limitation.
他们不是只是单是在肉身上面，在他的行动的限制上面得到医治。
But the man's soul whom Jesus spoke into was healed. The soul'sSin was forgiven.
这个人的灵魂藉着耶稣基督向他的灵魂去说话，去得到医治，他的罪得到赦免。
God's miraculous works of salvation is through the preaching of the word.
神奇妙救恩的工作是藉着宣讲这个福音。
And through him being the perfect sacrificial lamb and perfect high priest.
藉住佢系呢个完美嘅羔羊嘅祭牲，同埋佢系完美嘅大祭司。
In that sense, there is a trinity happening, as we have seen that Jesus' earthly ministry comes to us as prophet, priest, and king.
耶稣基督喺地上嘅工作，我哋之前都讲过，就系一个祭司嘅工作，一个先知，同埋一个王嘅工作。
And this happened in his earthly ministry happens in time, space, and matter.
耶稣基督在地上面的工作是在这个时间，在这个空间，同埋有形有体的去实质做出来。
And since he is away from us, sitting at the right hand of God,
现在他是不在我们这里，他坐在神的右边。
God the Son is sending his church into this world.
神的儿子耶稣基督去差派这个教会去到这个世界上面。
To be salt and light.
去作盐作光。
So to say becoming Christian or to believe in the works of Christ on that cross to save us is about keeping and defending the faith, then we're halfway there.
如果我们只是说是在信仰生命里面只是去捍卫这个福音，我们只是行了一半。
In other words, if the church is not missional, it's not really a church.
所以如果这个教会是没有使命的时候，不是真的一个教会。
If church is all about guarding our hearts, if church is all about keeping ourselves pure and holy, not tainted by the sins of this world, and we're isolated in our own building, then it's only halfway there.
如果我们说这个教会只是为了要保存自己的圣洁，保存自己的信心，而不受到这个世界罪任何的污染的时候，我们只是走了一半而已。
We see this in Matthew 16 when Jesus was speaking to Peter. I will build my church upon the rock and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
耶稣基督在马太福音16章向彼得所说的话, 我要在这个磐石上建立这个教会, 阴间的门呢,
the gates of hell cannot prevail the advancement of the kingdom of God.
阴间的门不能够去阻挡神的国度的扩展。
So when we heard the words of God in Christ,
所以当我们在基督里面听到神的工作的时候,
and by the works of God and through His faith, we are saved and we are knitted into His kingdom.
藉着神的耶稣基督的死,
and when we confess our sins before that cross which Jesus died,
我们在耶稣基督死的十架上面去承认我们的罪的时候,
our life must drastically change.
我们的生命一定要去很大改变。
We know the tree by their fruits.
我们看到这个果实就知道这个树是怎样。
When a true believer receives the kingdom of God in their hearts, the kingdom of God is not about talks and it's about power. Therefore, their actions and lifestyles would change.
当我们去承认让这个神的国度进入到我们里面的时候，神的国度不是只是单单是口讲，而是藉着神的这个权能。
Obviously, the change is not, it could be a drastic one, but we are still on the way of sanctification. We are being sanctified each and every day. So we wouldn't reach to the perfection of our faithful journey. However, there must be change the way that we act.
这个改变可能不是一个很大的改变，突然间的转变。我们仍然在这个成圣的路上，我们仍然未去到，我们慢慢的去改变。
For that reason, we must work.
但是这个改变是我们要去行出来的，所以我们一定要工作。
Our actions are reflections of what He has done in our hearts and our soul.
我们的行动去反映到耶稣基督在我们生命里面，在我们的灵魂里面的工作。
That is why Christ-centered approach to our journey is crucial.
所以以耶稣基督为我们生命的中心，这个方向是最重要。
If Christ who was sent into the world is now in your heart, and if you have received Him,
耶稣基督来到这个世界，现在在我们的心里面，如果你接受祂的时候,
we must live by the Word and live out the Word.
所以我们一定要去藉着这个话语去生活，以及我们要在用
We must be presented with Christ, His word and deed.
我们一定要去表达耶稣基督他的话语和他的工作。
Then we must present Christ the world, Christ the word to the world.
我们要去将耶稣基督的话语和他的工作去给这个世界去看到。
If Jesus is the light of the world, we must reflect that light.
如果耶稣基督是这个世界的光的时候，我们一定要反照这个光。
If we have received the light of Christ, we must reflect that true light around us.
如果我们接受了耶稣的真光的时候，我们要一定在我们周围去将这个光去反射出来。
But please don't get me wrong. I make it sound like you have to do it to reflect the light. But when can you stop? Or when can you even not reflect the light? When light shines on you, light, the colors that we see are the reflection of the light.
但我想问，几时这个光会停止去反射出来呢？ 当我们有这个光去射出来的时候，我们应该有这个颜色去反照出来。
But because of the chemical elements of the things that are reflecting the light, we see purple, green, blue, and red. And our perception of the light changes based on what is reflecting that light to me.
但是将这个光去反照出来的物质去照了什么颜色出来，就是因为它本质的不同，就是我们的生命，我们将什么颜色可以反射出来呢？
For in that sense, we reflect our light, we reflect Jesus' light the way that He wants us to reflect, the way that He has created, with varieties of reflection.
换句话说，就是说我们去反照这个光的时候，是根据耶稣基督做我们的方法，做我们不同的人的方法，去怎样去反照这个光出来。
So for example, Elder Wilson may reflect the different areas of Christ's light than his wife.
例如就好似卫长老佢点样去反映耶稣基督喺佢嘅生命嘅光出嚟嘅时候，相对于同 Margaret 所反映出嚟嘅又唔同。
And it's the same thing. Maybe Daniel in the back is reflecting Jesus' light different than Hannah in the back.
可能同 Daniel 同埋 Hannah 佢哋反照耶稣基督嘅光嘅反出嚟又系唔同。
But we cannot say you guys are doing wrong.
但我哋唔可以话你哋做错咗。
Because you were made uniquely by His hand.
因为你是个人的特别的是藉着他的手做出来。
In that sense, we can see and witness the works of God done to the community of faith that would lead us to believe more and better in Christ.
就是说你每个人在这个属灵的生命的群体的里面所做的工作去反映神的荣耀，我们看到神的工作。
And in your reflection of Jesus, the true light,God is not abandoning you into the world and you are alone on your own. It's not like that, but He has sent great comforter for you.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. So, Jesus is not sending them into the world to reflect his true light without helping them.
所以耶稣基督去将我们去差派出来反映他的真光的时候，不是说他不会帮我们。
Whether you know it or not, we have the great helper.
无论你知唔知都好，我哋有呢、这个保惠师。
That helper is the third person of the Trinity.
呢个就系三位一体第三位。
Now ultimately, preaching reflecting the true light lead to the glory of God.
呢个宣讲呢个福音去反映神嘅真光，最终就系去俾我哋睇到神嘅荣耀。
And the content of the reflection of our life, the content of the preaching of the kingdom of God, is somewhat summarized in Luke 9:44.
喺路加福音九章四十四节，佢总结咗我哋呢个佢反映呢个国光。
Verse 44 goes like this: Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men.
你们要把这些话存在耳中，因为人子将要被交在人手里。
The perfect sacrificial, spotless, blameless lamb must be slaughtered as our atonement sacrifice.
这个完美的羔羊是无瑕疵的，一定要是被宰杀，去为我们去献上这个赎罪祭。
But this was concealed from the disciples at the time, and they did not know what Jesus was talking about.
但耶稣讲呢样嘢嘅时候咧，呢啲门徒唔明白，因为咧神冇俾佢哋去睇到。
Some people probably even today don't realize this.
甚至乎今日好多人都唔会明白。
But that's why we must work the works of Him who Jesus has sent.
所以我哋一定要去做耶稣基督被差派嚟要做嘅工作。
Now let's talk about verse 5. As long as I am in the world.I am the light of the world.
第五节他说，当我是还在世上的时候，我就是这个世界的光。
I'm sure many of you have heard sermons on this, but I want to specifically focus on the nature of light here a little bit.
可能有很多人都听过这段经文的讲道，但我今天想讲的就是说这个光的本质是什么。
First of all, light cannot be put under the table. It must be put up in high where it will shine the light.
首先，这个光不可以摆在灯台，摆在这个凳的下台的下边。这个光一定要去向世界去照出来。
In Luke chapter 11, verse 33 says this: No one after lighting a lamp puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light.
路加福音第九章二十三节，佢话没有人点灯放在地阴子里的。或是斗底下，总是放在灯台上，使进来的人得见亮光。
Second, this light comes into your body.
第二，这个光呢，入到你的身上边。
Verse 34 says, Your light is the lamp of your body. When your eyes is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, your body is full of darkness.
他说你眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若了亮，全身就光明。眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
First light must be lifted up.
首先这个光要摆在上面。
And that light shines into the body of Christ.
这个光呢，是照在基督的肢体上面。
And that light cannot be stopped by darkness. That's the third point.
第三点, 这个光呢, 不可以被黑暗去阻止。
So when Jesus say, I am the light of the world, he must be lifted up, he must shine his light into his people, and the darkness cannot stop this.
就是说耶稣基督这个光一定要摆在上面被高举，这个光要照在人的身上，还有这个光要反照出来的时候，不可以被黑暗去阻止。
So if Jesus is the light of the world,
如果耶稣基督是世界的光的时候,
and if he must be lifted high as the true light,
他要被高举是这个真光,
and if his light is truly shining upon you this morning,
如果他的光真的照在你的身上的时候,
and you are reflecting the light around you, then the darkness around you cannot capture you.
而你的光在你的周围去反照出来的时候, 这个黑暗就不可以去捉住你。
Because you are now an image, not just an image bearer, but light bearer of Christ.
你现在不再只是单单是带着神的形象, 而是带着神的光。
So by definition, those who belong to Jesus cannot dwell in darkness, as we have read in the cult worship.
所以我们被神所呼召的人不再坐在黑暗里面，好像是我们刚才看到的呼召的里面。
Because light cannot be stopped unless there is a physical matter or a blockage in the pathway.
所以光是不可以被阻止，除非有一个实质的东西去挡住它。
But the physical blockage that is blocking the light to go through the other side will be destroyed with enough concentration of light.
但如果有任何物质的东西去阻挡这个光的时候，如果这个光能够够集中的时候，就能够去消除这个障碍。
That stoppage may be there for time being.
这个障碍可能在那里一段的时间。
But if you really concentrate the light into one point, there is going to be the breakdown of that blockage.
但如果你将这个光去集中在一点的时候，这个障碍就会被消除。
And once that blockage is gone, the light goes through it, and that light, concentration of light, is shining upon you.
而当这个障碍是消除了这个光能够照到进去的时候，就可以照入你的身上，生命上面。
Much to say about the blockage in the middle and how that has been removed by the power of Jesus, but let's focus what would happen. The concentration of light that goes through the blockage in the middle is shining upon you.
我们去再看看这个光是通过了这个障碍进入到你里面的时候是怎样。
When the light of God shines on you,
当神的光照在你的身上,
have you thought about what would happen?
有没有想过会发生什么事呢?
Or have you just in the talks and not in the power?
你是不是只是口说而没有这个神的话语权能呢?
Well, first of all, it will reveal all your darkness.
首先它会去将你的所有的黑暗都照出来。
You'll begin to see the sins are now truly sin.
你重新会看到这个罪真是罪。
You'll begin to see what's going on around your life.
你开始去看到你生命的周围是发生什么事。
But not the way that you've understood before, but the way that God is expressing that to you.
不是从前你所认知的，而是藉着神去讲给你听是怎样。
Second, you will not stay in lukewarm state anymore.
第二就是说你不再好像在一个温水的状态。
Light has the shining portion, but it also heats up.
这个光会照出来，同埋会将会有热力。
If the light of God is shining upon your heart, then your heart will be kindled.
如果神的光照在你的心里面的时候，你的心就会火热。
Your fervency for Christ will start to come up.
你对耶稣基督的火热会开始去出来。
Your once cold heart, you know, the one that has been already turned off, starts to warm up in you again and again and again.
你从前冰冷的心开始被去加热，去慢慢的去暖和出来。
So when you're doing your personal devotion, when you have time, your personal prayer, it is lively now.
从如好像在你的个人的灵修，在你的 祈祷的生活上边开始去活跃出来。
So the way that Martin Luther prayed 4 to 6 hours a day and still preached every single day would no longer be out of reach, but it's something that you, it becomes an ideal for you to follow the footsteps of forefathers of faith.
從前好像馬丁路德每日用4至6個小時去祈禱，仲可以有時間去祈禱，去講道，呢啲嘅事情好似唔再係遙不可及一樣。你可以好似佢咁樣去花時間喺神嘅話語上。
The question is, do you know this light is shining upon you this morning?
個問題係今天早上你知唔知道，認唔認識呢個照喺你身上面嘅光係點樣嘅咧
？Do you know this light of Jesus is shining upon you through the Word of God that He has given?
你是不是认识到耶稣基督这个光真光藉着神的话语照在你的身上呢
When Christ's light shines upon you, there's nothing you can stop.
当神的光照在你的生命上面的时候，没有东西可以阻挡这个光。
You will be on fire for Christ.
你会为基督去发热。
And I hope that would be us, a Grace Church.
我希望恩约堂会是这样。
That we would receive the light of Christ.And reflect our light.
我哋会接受耶稣嘅呢个光，同埋去反照呢个光。
That we would be refiners. We would be going through the refiner's fire through His light.
我哋会藉住呢个光去进入呢个经炼嘅火嘅里边。
Now, after all this happened, after Jesus has disclosed the indicatives of who He is according to His word, in verse 6, He says, after having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the men's eyes with the mud. Verse 7, and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
所以当耶稣基督去讲住呢啲嘢嘅时候呢，佢用呢个泥去抹呢个人嘅眼，然后叫佢去呢个西龙亚池子去洗。
Here, Jesus, the sent one by the Father,is sending not his disciples but the one who is born blind.
呢度耶稣基督佢唔系净系去差派佢嘅门徒，而系去差遣呢个生来瞎眼嘅人。
In fact, his disciples did not even know the existence of this blind man until the eyes of Christ set upon him.
甚至乎呢啲门徒都唔认识呢个瞎眼嘅人，直至到耶稣基督系。
And I hope as a member of a Grace Church, we would not be the disciples like this.
我哋希望我哋作为恩约堂嘅会友，我哋唔好似呢啲门徒咁样。
That we would pray for His mercy and grace, that we would know and we would see and we would set our eyes on the people that He would set His eyes on.
我哋希望好似耶稣基督咁样，求神去帮助我哋，我哋嘅眼睛系放喺。耶稣基督好似佢望住呢啲人一样，我哋嘅眼睛能够望住呢啲未得救嘅人。
That we would not be ignorant of the person that God is shining His light on，
以致我哋唔会去忽视咗呢啲神嘅光已经照喺佢哋身上边呢啲人。
But more than so， we would not be asking a wrong or an inappropriate question as to is this because of His own sin or His parents' sin。
更多就是说我们希望不要去问一个不啱的问题，就好像他们的问题就是说你是不是他的罪或者是他的父母的罪呢？
But we would see that it is for the glory of God.
让我们看到这件事是为了神的荣耀。
Now here Jesus whom God sent the blind man to Siloam, the pool of Siloam, which was built back in Hezekiah's time, under the temple of Solomon.
咁呢个西龙亚池子就喺呢个所罗门嘅圣殿嘅下边去建立出嚟，一早已经建咗噶啦。
But what is more important than all of that is that it's not his spit, it's not Jesus' spit, it's not the mud that he used, it's not the pool of Siloam have significance of spiritual power, of restoration or renewal. It's not those.
但唔重要嘅就系话，即系唔在乎呢个唱末或者系唔在乎。嗰、那個泥，又或者亦都唔在乎呢個西龍嘅廚子有咩咁特別嘅能力。
But it is because Jesus is the one who is performing. He is the one who's sending. He is the one who's spitting and making the mud. The power to heal and restore is actualized in time and matter and space.
而係在乎於係耶穌基督去做呢啲嘅事情，佢最係佢去操呢個口水，係佢。 是他去将这个泥去挖出来，是他去差派这个人去这个池里面去洗，是耶稣基督在实在的物质上面去成就他之前所讲的预言。
Now this anointing is here that he anointed the mud when he was mixing it.
他去将这个口水去同这个泥去混合上来的时候是一个膏抹。
This is also symbolic in a way that with anointing in the time of Old Testament, once one receives true sight.
在旧约圣经里面你讲这个得到这个膏抹的时候，他真是能够得到这个真正的视力。
Right. So when, then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud.
然后他用这个膏抹去抹这个人的眼。
And he received the sight.
他就得到这个视力。
I wonder why sight and not understanding.
我不是很明白为什么这个视力不是讲到他的理解能力。
Why not anything else but anointment is connected closely to receiving the sight here in this verse?
为什么这个泥这个膏抹是关于这个视力不是关于其他的东西呢？
Because it's only through Jesus opening our eyes we may truly have opened eyes.
因为只有藉住耶稣基督开我们的眼睛，我们才能够有一个真实的眼睛，真实的视力。
It is because if he closes our eyes, we wouldn't be able to see.
因为如果他去将我们的眼去闭上的时候，我们不能够去看东西。
The authority and power has been given to Jesus from above.
这个主权，这个能力是从上头已经给了耶稣基督。
And Jesus does what pleases God the Father.
耶稣基督所做的就是去讨神喜悦的事情。
Therefore, the end goal of our church, end goal of our spiritual walk, end goal of a Christian is to glorify God and in that to enjoy Him.
所以这个是我们教会要做，我们个人上面要做，是我们至终的目的，就是去享受和荣耀神。
Sight is closely connected to the discernment of reality and the things about around us.
这个视力就是讲到在这个真实的上面去分辨是非。
Through sight we receive light.
藉着视力我们得到光。
The light comes into our eyes, into our body.
这个光进入到眼睛，进入到我们的身体。
And it gives sight in darkness.
在黑暗里面给我们看到东西。
It gives clarity and double-mindedness.
在三心两意之中，俾我哋能够睇清楚。
So there is a privilege of receiving this light through sight to be able to discern what is right or wrong.
所以能够藉住呢个视力，我哋能够得到呢个光，让我哋咧能够分辨错同埋对同埋错。
In other words, without receiving this sight, we wouldn't be able to perceive things the way that it should be, or things that are distorted by sin.
如果我们没有这个视力的时候，我们就不能够看到事情真实的一面，或者被罪所扭曲了的事情。
And this discernment from coming through the light that we have sight, it comes from the living word of God, as we read in Hebrews 4:12.
这个能够分辨是非的事情，藉着这个光进入到我们那里，在希伯来书14章那里看到。
Let me read this to you.For the word of God is living and active, we know that part, sharper than any two-edged sword, we've heard that part, piercing to the divisions of soul and of spirit, we've heard a couple times, of joint and of marrow, but here's the part I want us to focus, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. This is Hebrews 4:12.
希伯来书的四章十二节。他说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
When his light is on us,
当他的光在我们身上的时候，
When he is attentive to us,
当他是注目在我们那里的时候，
he will heal us by sending us,
他会去差遣我们，医治我们。
When he sends us, we would go.
当他差遣我们的时候，我们要去。
For light cannot be stopped by our finite darkness.
因为这个光不能够被我们有限的黑暗去阻挡。
Our cold hearts will warm up.
我们冰冷的心会开始暖和起来。
And there is a sense of eagerness to believe now.
我们在这里就会是愿意去相信。
The one that you never had before.
嗰種嘅願意嘅相信係你從未有過嘅。
You begin to want to believe in Christ.
你開始想去相信耶穌基督。
And you want to be submitted to His Word.
你想去喺順服喺佢嘅話語嘅裏邊。
And you realize you are desiring to live out the Word.
你係渴求嘅去活出呢個話語。
And then you will find yourself going.
然後你就會睇到。
So I urge you this morning, people, do not be ashamed of Jesus and of His words.
所以今日我哋鼓励你，唔好系以佢嘅话语系作为羞耻。
I do not know where you are in this morning.
我今天早上我唔知你喺边一个境况。
Whether you are so confident and proud of what Jesus has done in your life.
你咪以耶稣基督为你生命所做嘅去引以为傲咧
？You can't stop sharing His good works.
你唔能够停止去同人分享耶稣基督嘅工作。
But some of us are having hard time living out the reflecting the light in our family, friends, and work and school.
但系有啲人可能喺好难嘅喺我哋嘅家庭、喺我哋嘅工作、喺我哋嘅生活里边去反映呢个光。
At best, they know that we go to church on Sunday.But at worst, they don't even know we are Christians.
最好嘅、最多嘅，佢哋都係星期日嚟下教會，但好多時佢哋甚至乎唔知道做基督徒係乜嘢。
Luke 9:26 may be an encouragement to you this morning, and I'll end with this verse.
路加福音九章二十六節可能對你係一個鼓勵。
For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels.
佢話：凡把我和我的道當作可恥的人，只在自己的榮耀裏，並天父與聖天使的榮耀裏降臨的時候，也要把那人當作可恥的。
The one who was healed，
嗰個被醫治嘅
；The one who received the true light of Christ，
嗰個得著耶穌基督真光嘅
；The one who follows him in their daily walk，
嗰個每一日去跟隨佢嘅
，They do are not ashamed of Jesus the healer。
佢唔会去以耶稣基督同埋呢个医治佢嘅人为耻。
But the one who was not healed,
但系嗰个冇得着医治嘅。
The one who was not being part of his grace,
嗰个唔喺佢恩典里边嘅。
Becomes jealous and rejects Jesus.
佢变得系妒忌耶稣，去拒绝耶稣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，When God called Isaiah.
当神去呼召以赛亚嘅时候
，God said, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
佢话我要去差遣谁咧？谁愿意为我哋去咧
？Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
以赛亚话我在这里，请差遣我。
Do you think Elijah had any other option?
你觉得以赛亚有冇其他嘅考虑
？When Jesus or God is speaking to you in your face.
当神系向住你去正面向你说话嘅时候
，For example, Naomi, if God is looking at you directly, and His attention is all on you, not everyone else, and He says, "Whom shall I send, Naomi?"
如果神去对住 Naomi 讲，佢嘅专注都喺佢度，向佢话我要去参演边个咧
？You would want to say, "Send me, O Lord."
你会愿意讲
？I hope that.It be the personal relationship that you have with him.
希望你同佢有呢个个人嘅关系。
Just as Moses spoke with him,
就好似摩西同佢说话一样。
I pray that today and onward you would continue on with that personal relationship with God through Jesus, your Savior.
我希望你系藉住耶稣基督系同佢继续嘅有呢个个人关系。
Sends and say, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." You would go.
当佢叫你去呢个西龙亚池去洗嘅时候，你会去。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord, we pray that we would be more like you, the image bearer as well as light bearer of God.
主要愿意我哋更加像你，作为呢个带住你嘅形象同埋带住你嘅光嘅人。
Lord, your light is shine upon us.
主你嘅光照喺我哋嘅身上。
It's a matter of time whether it warms us up or heats us up.
在时间里面这个光会去温暖我们去使我们火热。
Your light is shining upon us through your word.
你的光是藉着你的话语去照下去。
Your light is shining upon us through the works of others whom you've chosen.
你的光也都藉着其他人的工作你所拣选的人的工作去照出来。
We pray that every one of us in this room may believe that you are the Son of God.
愿我们这里每一个人都相信你是神的儿子。
That they would reflect your life the way that you've made them to do so.
以致他们会去反映这个光是你做他们的方法去反映出来。
We also pray that when you commend us, we would know that you are not just a distant God, but a personal God.
而我们都认识你不是一个离我们很远的神，而是一个跟我们个人关系上面的神。
That we would follow you wherever you sent us.
无论你差遣我们边度，我们都愿意跟随。
But we pray that, Lord, do not send us where you're not ahead of us.
主啊，但是你差遣我们的时候，愿意你都是行在我们前面。
We will not go wherever you're not there yet.
我们不会去一些你未去的地方。
But you have promised that you will be with us at the end of the age.
但是主，你话你喺呢个年代，你会同我哋一齐。
Upon the promise, we would submit to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
我喺呢个你嘅应许上边去顺服你，奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。